Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on immigration wedging politics in the United Kingdom, too. In a contentious midterm elections in the USA, there were huge issues that were simply not core issues for the candidates. After all the sound and fury about the Affordable Care Act, blah, 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 the actual candidates seem to have come to grips with the fact that 11 million enrollees just might be onto something, so let's tone it down. Where immigration has been a wedge issue for years and presidential candidates are still beating the drums, the storyline in the midterm elections was more about the disaffection of Latinos with both parties because of the limited progress on any permanent immigration reform than any sense that any candidates for either party were moving forward on the issue. President Obama reacted a bit to the news of Latino alienation by leaking more plans to maybe do something to ease the legalization process, but it just wasn't much of an election issue. Meanwhile, immigration seems to be pushing the economy as a wedge issue in Europe. The storyline is confusing there as well. On one hand, there are regularly tragic stories of African immigrants trying to virtually swim their way to France and Spain aboard leaky ships. Another 47 from the Middle East fleeing the Syrian war died when a boat went down trying to get to Turkey. And then there's the United Kingdom, where immigration is driving parties and people crazy left and right. The explanation is easy to grasp, but the party policies are impossible to understand. The weak economy has left too many finger-pointing at new immigrants as job jumpers. The United Kingdom is a member of the European Union as part of the Open Borders Program, allowing anyone within the EU the ability to work in any of the member countries, and that's the hot-button issue that's being pressed in Britain. Conservative Party member Prime Minister David Cameron has been trying to play footsie with the issue in a dangerous game by vowing to put membership in the EU to a 2015 referendum, the same year his government is up again on the ballot. The United Kingdom Independence Party, known as UKIP, has played the Tea Party, hardcore anti-immigrant hater role, and eaten away deeply at the Conservatives' right flank. Cameron has some slow learning problems in understanding the position of the other EU countries, betting the long shot that they will grant Britain concessions for fear of losing them from the EU. Meanwhile, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose robust economy and deep pockets pretty much puts her and Germany in the driver's seat and really calling the shots there, has toughened her stand on the issue, saying the UK position is near a point of no return and holding that freedom of movement is one of the cardinal principles of the European Union. Even Britain's Labour Party seems to be buckling on the issue as its leader, Ed Miliband, is taking fire from the right in his party, worried about the defection of more of their white working class voting core to the UKIPers as well. In recent weeks, he's enraged the left by arguing that he would insist that new immigrants be subjected to tougher standards, barring them social benefits and requiring more English language skills before allowing them to enter the job market. What a mess. With yet another National Football League game heading to London, as the NFL tries to branch out to England and all of its anti-immigrant blurting from politicians and Tea Party wannabes, it's becoming clear where this is really going. What we can expect next, it seems, is that the UK will drop out of the EU and start lobbying to become the 51st state in the United States of America, realizing that being anti-immigrant is the perfect approach to getting the nod to come in. If the EU is too liberal for them, the U.S. is just far enough to the right to feel like home. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.